I felt encouraged, but I was still disappointed that they lost, especially at home. You can't lose at home. And they held Jacksonville to 20 points. That's a winnable game. Blake Bortles looked very pedestrian at best, even as if I'm going to compliment him on that. I didn't expect Eli Manning to look that crappy. I expected a little bit more out of him, so that's why I was disappointed.
Again, the stat line for Eli isn't great, 22-37 for 224, but he had a couple of big passes taken off the board due to penalties. And he also had Beckham for two big plays that resulted in penalties. So those don't count in his stat yardage either. He might have looked better than that final line indicates. But I did. You guys walked away feeling encouraged by this. I walked away feeling discouraged. Absolutely.
Well, it was a game they could have and probably should have won. I mean, the Jack interception is that's a tough pill to swallow.
Look, I can take moral victories. I'm someone who's okay at saying, well, hey, you know, they kept it close and blah blah blah. I don't walk away feeling like that in this one. Saquon Barkley did nothing other than that big run, and it was a beautiful run, 68 yards, but he had 17 carries for 38 yards after that. That's the number two pick in the draft. And I believe Saquon Barkley to be good. I don't believe that Saquon Barkley is the problem. But the offensive line didn't open up a lot of holes for him. The offensive line caved in around Eli Manning to give him that pedestrian stat line. And this is supposed to be what you fixed. I mean, and it look, Eric Flowers is a guy getting a lot of the verbal abuse from fans as he's gotten over the last few years. He had two penalties on the first drive. He allowed a sack, but it isn't just him. Nate Solder had a holding penalty in the fourth quarter. Will Hernandez gave up a sack in the second quarter. Center John Jalapio got pushed in to Eli's lap. It caused an interception on a third down late in the third quarter. The offensive line, which was a thing that Dave Gettleman said day one they wanted to fix, it didn't look much better.
I'm just disappointed because look at that division. The Cowboys stink. The jury's still out on the Redskins because they beat up on a horrible team. It looks like it's going to be Philadelphia. And here with the Giants, a chance to go and win a game and be on top with Philadelphia and fight out the rest of the year.
Well, that shows you the importance of the game next Sunday night in Dallas for the Giants. I mean, that looks horrible. That's what I mean. You can't go to Dallas and lay an egg and start out 0-2. I mean, maybe in that division, 9-7 is possible, and you get away with getting into a wild card situation, but that game is huge in Dallas Sunday night for the G-men.
It's huge for both of them because, again, you always tell us the stats. 0-2, you don't make the playoffs very often. But I also walk away from it thinking, what about the depth beyond Odell Beckham Jr. in the passing game? Or not even on the passing game, on the whole offense. We talked all offseason about, oh, Sterling Shepard, oh, Evan Ingram, oh, Saquon Barkley. And here we are in the passing game, and it was still Odell Beckham Jr. and nobody else. OBJ looked great, 11 catches for 100-plus yards. Saquon Barkley only had two catches. Yeah. He's supposed to be this dual threat back. They didn't use him that way. Evan Ingram, he was non-existent. He had two catches, including one negated by an Eric
Flowers
penalty.
Yeah, but they targeted Barkley six times. They targeted Ingram five times. They were just lousy plays. That's why. And I blame some of that on Eli.
Well, that's the thing. You look at some of these target versus reception totals. I mean, as you said, Barkley, two catches, six targets. Ingram, two and five. I mean, what went wrong there? I look at a lot of that as not just Eli, but that front line just not giving him any time to throw the ball.
Or also drops. Evan Ingram. The Giants led the league in drops last year. Sterling Shepard dropped one. Before the fourth and sixth that ended up being the Giants' last offensive play, Sterling Shepard had a drop. Evan Ingram had a drop on what would have been a big play. So when you factor in poor offensive line play with drops, with no offensive balance beyond Odell Beckham Jr. and one big play from Saquon Barkley, there's a lot of things there that I walked away with just scratching my head at and saying, man, this is a team that's supposed to win 9-10 games this year. It didn't feel like it yesterday.
I felt like that Barkley touchdown made it an okay day for the Giants. That was an electrifying run, and that was exactly what Giants fans wanted to see. It gives you hope, but yeah, you can't go down to Dallas and lose that game Sunday night.
First time Texas, so Arnie's all excited about Jacksonville over the Patriots. Why is he not considering that Jacksonville was so good on defense against the Giants? Am I down?
I think that's sarcastic. Mm-hmm. I think he's basically saying the Jags defense played not very well against the Giants. Why are you convinced they could beat the Patriots? I think it's sarcastic.
No, I don't think he's being sarcastic. He wants to know why I'm saying that the Giants offense was bad instead of giving credit to Jacksonville's defense. Yeah, but that's the first thing that popped in my head because I didn't like Eli's stats. I didn't like the numbers he put up. The running game was okay, but again, they fall short. I guess I should give Jacksonville more credit. Bortles was just not good at all either. So, you know, when you go on the road and win against the Giants, that's always a good thing.
And did the Jalen Ramsey thing get a little tiring yesterday? Every single play, he's in somebody's face yelling at somebody. Every time Barkley carried the ball, he's smacking helmets with him. And it's like just...
It's just Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, that that's what Ramsey. I'm talking about. I mean, whoa, a six-yard gain. I think I'm going to trash talk. I mean, it just felt like, all right, cameras, get on me. You know, I made the play there. I want you all to see me. He's just yapping on every single play.
Yeah. First time takes Jacksonville's a top defense. So
no question.
There's no doubt about that. They're in Minnesota.
Look, as much as I can laugh at any time you promise a Patriots loss, which is kind of humorous because it so rarely happens.
Yes.
But this is going to be – I mean, I looked at when the schedule came out, and I said loss week two.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the one
you
have to
have for a loss. Well, they're not going 16-0. Right. Exactly.
As far as what went well for the Giants – the Barkley run, the one run he had was really special. That was you talk about a cutback move, open field space, separation, ability to use his blocker downfield. That's why they drafted him number two overall. That was great. OBJ's health was great. His maturity was great. He didn't engage in that stuff with Jalen Ramsey. You have to be encouraged by that also. And Janoris Jenkins, he had a great interception. For a guy who played well 2 years ago, he didn't play very well last year as he battled injury too in a lost season. That interception he had along the sideline was a phenomenal one-on-one play where he had great ball skills.
I couldn't believe he kept his feet in bounds.
Was that the one who fell out?
Yes.
That was a good play also. I got to give him credit for that. Yeah, maybe I should give Jacksonville more credit for the way they played defense. Just so disappointed with Eli. I expected so many bigger things than that. And for them to hopefully take this first game. Glenn and Moncton said Ramsey and Odell exchanged jerseys after the game.
That's fine.
On,
I just stopped
it already with that.
And
baloney.
I have no problem with trash talking, but every bleep and play, like, shut up.
But there was a lot of barking with Saquon Barkley and Ramsey on one play. Yeah, I know that.